Welcome to Always Say a Prayer. Welcome to Always Say a Prayer. This is your host, Prophetess Ruth Davis. I will read in your hearing Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and shew him my salvation. Beloved, I have read in your hearing Psalm 91, verses 1 through 16. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in one accord in the name of Christ Jesus, according to Matthew 18 and 19. We pray that you will quicken us to hear your voice and lead us in prayer. We ask that you reveal to us any unconfessed sins that we may have in our hearts at any time. Heavenly Father, we bow and worship before you. We come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. We come to you in humility, in fear, and in trembling, and seeking truth. We come to you in gratitude, in love, and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we come to you now, and we enter your gates with thanksgiving. We enter your courts with praise. We give you glory, Father. We give you honor. We bless your holy name. We bless the Lord, O our souls, and we do not forget any of your benefits. Bless the Lord, O our souls, and all that is within us. Bless your holy name. For you are our Lord who forgives us of all our sins, who heals us of all our diseases, who redeems our lives from destruction, and who crowneth us with loving kindness and tender mercies. And you satisfy our mouth with good things. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you that your word says in Psalms 103 that you will renew our strength. You will renew our youth like the eagles and execute righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. That you give your angels charge over us. We thank you, Lord, for giving us mercy. We thank you, Lord, for removing our transgressions. We thank you, Lord, for all of your blessings that cometh from above. Oh, we give you glory right now, God. We come today, Lord, and we worship and praise you. We bow down before you. We apply the blood of Jesus over ourselves and each person that we will pray for today, from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. We apply the blood over each of us, over the airways that surround us, over and under us. We apply the blood over our homes, over our properties, over our cars. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, Lord. And we ask you to render powerless and harmless and nullify the power, destroy the power, cancel the power of any evil spirit, demonic spirit, demonic stronghold, or messenger of Satan that tries to come into our presence, that tries to come into our homes. Oh, God, we pray today in the name of Jesus. According to John 14:14, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to loose your angels in great abundance in our presence and in the presence of everyone that we will pray for today, into our homes, into our vehicles, into our properties, in our workplaces, to protect us, to guard us and to force out, drive out from our presence, and cleanse all evil, wicked, demonic, and tormented spirits from our presence, O Lord. We ask you, God, to create a hedge of protection of angels around each of us, our minds, and loose your mighty and warring angels around each of us, our homes, our cars, our land, and our workplaces, O God. Do this according to John 14 in the name of Jesus. We pray today, Heavenly Father, that you will come, and we come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we pray for ourselves and everyone that we will pray for today, that the peace of God, your Siddur Moshiach, will sanctify us completely, and that our whole spirit, soul, and body will be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We ask you, Heavenly Father, who is called faithful to do this. Oh, glory, hallelujah, Jesus. We bless your name. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we pray for ourselves and everyone that we will pray for today. And we ask you to plead our cause, O Lord, against those that we scribe that scribe against us. We ask you to fight against them that fight against us. Lord, we ask that you take hold, and we take hold of the shield and buckler and stand up. We ask you to draw out the spear and stop them that persecute us. We ask you to say unto our souls, for you are our salvation. Lord, we pray today, O God, in the name of Jesus. We come to you now, Heavenly Father, for ourselves and everyone that we will pray for today. And we ask that you would hear our cry. Attend unto our prayers from the end of the earth when we cry unto thee. When our hearts are overwhelmed, lead us to the rock that is higher than us. For thou hast been a shelter for us and a strong tower from the enemy. We ask that you, O God, move mightily on our behalf. We pray, God, and we plead, you have given us a godly heritage. It is our heritage because we fear you. We ask that you prolong our lives and the years of our generations. We ask that we will glory. We come to you now, O God, in the name of the Raboshi, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We pray for ourselves and everyone that we will pray for today. And we ask that you hear the voice of our meditation. And preserve our lives from fear of the enemy. God, we ask you to hide us from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the rebellion of the workers of iniquity, who whet their tongues like a sword and bend their bows to shoot the arrow, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly they shoot at him and do fear him. They encourage themselves in an evil manner. They commune and they lay snares privily. They search out iniquity. They accomplish a diligent search, both the inward thoughts of every one of them. And the heart is deep. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly they shall be wounded. So shall they make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall see their fall. We know, Lord, that all our happiness comes from you. We pray that you, Lord, be merciful to us. We ask you, Lord, to continue to cause your face to shine upon us. Pardon us from all our sins. God, we know we need your grace and we mercy and mercy. Everything that we have, everything that we need comes from you and you alone. Most of all, we need you. We need to know you. We need to have the light of your face shine upon us. So, Father, show grace to your people. Bless your people abundantly. Also, help your people to remember that it's you that give blessings. Hey, God. We pray today, God, that your holy will be done in our lives. We pray today, God, that your holy presence be evident in our lives. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We come with a heart of thanksgiving. We thank you for all the good things in our lives, for you are the creator of all things, God. Thank you for your presence, for in your presence is the fullness of joy, and that in your presence we are complete and whole. In your presence we have purpose. Because of your presence we are glad. Father, we thank you for your plan that might be fulfilled in our lives, and that we might enjoy the abundance to overflowing. Father, we thank you for your provision, that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory, and that we may prosper in all areas of our lives as our soul prospers. Father, we thank you for your protection. We thank you that your perfect love casts out all fears, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Father, we thank you for your peace. Thank you, passes all understanding, the peace that keeps us calm and secure through adversity. We thank you, Lord, for all of your bountiful blessings that come from above. Oh, glory, hallelujah, to your holy name today, oh God. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we pray for ourselves and everyone that we will pray for today. We ask you to hear the voice of our meditation and preserve our lives from fear of the enemy. Heavenly Father, we come to you now. And we don't moshe in the name of Jesus. And we get our makatorobokosha. Hey, we don't moshandaya. We apply the blood right now, God, because there's power in the blood. There is deliverance in the blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. But Lord, you Karamoshandaya, you purchase our salvation. We're bought with a price. We're no longer our own. And we give you praise today. Oh Lord, I shall joy in your strength and in your salvation. How greatly we rejoice. You have given us blessings, God, beyond our imagination, beyond anything that we can compare it to. We are your people and the sheep of your pasture. We enter into your presence today, God, knowing that you are our creator, because the Bible declares that the earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. We ask today, God, that you will move mightily in the lives of your people. We ask today, God, that you will heal. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will deliver your people today. The Bible declares that many are the affliction of the righteous, but it's you, O God, that delivers your people, the righteous people of God, out of them all. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you bind our minds to the mind of Christ. We ask that you bind our wills to your holy will, O God. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the mercy by which you allow us to present our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto you, which is our spiritual service of worship. Dear Lord, it is not our will to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove what is good, acceptable, and the perfect will of you, O God. by grace given to us, show us how to not esteem ourselves more or less important in the body of Christ than another. Thank you, Lord, for the spiritual gift, that you have bestowed, that you have given to us, that we may prophesy in proportion to our faith, and to teach according to your precious word, and to exhort and to give liberty and lead with diligence and show mercy with cheerfulness. Lord, show us how love can be without hypocrisy. Teach us to abhor evil and cling to that which is good. Teach us to be kind and affectionate to one another in honor and give preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, and be fervent in spirit to serve you. Dear Father, we rejoice in hope. We are patient through tribulation, and we should continue to the needs of the saints and to be truly given to hospitality. We will bless those who curse and persecute us. We will rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. We will be of the same mind toward one another and not set our minds on high things, but associate ourselves with the humble. We will not be wise in our own opinion, and we will not repay anyone evil for evil. For you, your word says to repay evil with good. We will not give place to wrath, but we will wait on the Lord, for vengeance is yours. Therefore, we will live peacefully with all men and be overcomers through Christ Jesus. Lord, we will offer drink to a thirsty enemy and food to one that is hungry, that we may abide in your word forever, because we love you, Heavenly Father. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Oh, glory glory to your name, O God. Hey, we glorify your name, God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mighty armor you have provided for us. We put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the girdle of truth, sandals of peace, the shield of faith, which protects and guards us from all the fiery darts of the enemy. Hey, and Heavenly Father, we pick up the sword of the Spirit, the word of God that we choose to use against the forces of evil in our lives and in the world. We place on our feet the sandals of peace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we ask you, Lord, according to John 14:13-14, to be our guard and shield about us. Take us into the cleft of the rock and underneath your wide shade, your mighty wings, according to Psalms 91. We put your armor on us and live and pray in complete dependence upon you, O God. Oh, my Shanda, we pray in the spirit of Oshanda, in the spirit, at all times and on all occasions. Oh, God, Lord, in the name of the little Shay, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind all of Satan's evil, wicked demons, lying unclean, perverse, spirits and strong men and messenger, their eyes blind, their ears deaf to our prayers, conversation, and actions in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bind them and command them not to manifest in our presence, the presence of anyone that we may be around today, anyone that we pray for today, in the presence of our homes, in the presence of our cars, in our ministries, in our marriages, in our finances. Heavenly Father, we ask that you shut any door that needs to be shut and open any door that needs to be opened in the spiritual and natural realms of our life. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we apply the blood of Jesus over those doorways and ask that the innermost shape, the enemy be rendered powerless and harmless so that it cannot come back through those doorways ever again. To our homes, to our property, to our workplaces, our businesses, our finances, our mind, our ministry, our spouses. Oh, Lord, I'm we pray today, God, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit, make his intercession. You're great and you're mighty in our lives, oh God. You're great and you're mighty in our lives, oh God. Heavenly Father, we ask you to fill us with your precious Holy Spirit. We ask that you fill each of us with all the fruit of your Holy Spirit, including your love, your joy, your peace, your gentleness, your goodness, your meekness, your faithfulness, and your self-control. Heavenly Father, in Christ Jesus' holy name, we ask that you fill us and everyone that we pray for today with Holy Ghost anointing and power. Cover us with your presence, your anointing, your power in the name of Jesus Christ. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, to heal today and fill us with your Holy Spirit and power. Cover us with your anointing, your presence, and to fill us and seal us with your peace, your character, your nature. We ask you to do all these things in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. Meet the needs today, oh God. Yay, meet the needs today. Haya, oh my Shanda. We pray today, God, that you let your healing virtue flow, crown of your people's heads are unto the soles of their feet, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare, deliver us today, oh God, whom the sun set free. It's free indeed. Hey, Abba Shande, send your word and heal today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Orchestrate lives today, God, in the name of Jesus. Illuminate paths today, God, in the name of Jesus. Hey, we pray, oh God, that you will save. Ha, yeah, shay. We know, God, that you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. For God, you sent not your Son into the world to condemn the world, but that by Jesus Christ, by him, the world might be saved. We pray today, God, for the saving of sons and daughters. We pray today, God, for the sinner, Mashanda, the saving of sinner, Moshiaya, sisters and brothers, oh God, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews. We pray that you will move by your Spirit and by your power in America today, God, all across the continent and all across the globe, oh God. Loose your holy anointing and loose your holy power. We need you now, God. We need you, Lord. We cry out to you. Help your people, oh God. Send help from the throne room. In the name of Jesus, send help from the sanctuary. Help your people on their journey. Help your people on their way. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you, oh God, deliver out of them all. We don't come in our own name today. We don't come in our own power, but we come in the name of the one who defeated Satan on all his territories. We come in the name of the one who took sting from death and victory from the grave. We pray in the name of Jesus. We believe that in your Holy Ghost power. We believe in your your imminent return. We believe in thee, O God. You are Lord. You are the Prince of Peace. The Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And we come to surrender all unto thee. Our faith looks up to thee. Lamb of Calvary, move in a mighty way today, God. Destroy yokes today. Loose the bands of wickedness and let the oppressed go free. And we know today, God, that it's the anointing that destroys the Messiah, the yoke. Let your anointing flow from the crown of your people's heads unto the soles of their feet. Anoint and appoint today, God. Save and sanctify. Cleanse and purify. in the name of Jesus. Not our will, God, but let your holy will be done. Let your divine will be done. Let your masenabo shande, your severo shirakotreasi, kredaboshi kredosaya. We have a seat today, God. We stand in the gap today, God, for the children, O God. Move, O God. For the children in America, God. You know what they're up against in their homes. You know all things. You know what's going on in this land. You said in your word that if my people, which are called by my name, should humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, then you would hear from heaven, that you would forgive sins, that you would cleanse the land. Oh, God, we cry out to you today. Help your people, Father, in the name of Jesus. Be a very present helper. Ah, in the time of trouble, great and God, I'm on Sunday. You're a great God. And you deserve the glory. You deserve the honor and you deserve the praise. Glory and honor, majesty, dominion, and power. They all belong unto thee, O God. Hey, Bashande. And we come to Koboshe today because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through you, O God. To the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of Christ, and bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Hey, God, we recognize by faith that you love us and you choose us before you chosen us before the beginning of time, according to Ephesians 1:1-7. And we recognize in faith that you have proven your love to us by sending your Son to die in our place, whereby every provision has already been made for our past, our present, and our future needs through the work of Jesus Christ, that you have quickened him and seated Christ in heavenly places and that you anointed him. Oh, Bashande, we recognize by faith that since we have received Christ as our Lord and Savior, and we believe in your word, that he has received us and adopted us into his family. Oh, and he has assumed responsibility for us, that our body is a temple for the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed, healed, delivered, and sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ. Through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are redeemed out of the hand of Satan. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, all our sins are forgiven. The blood of Jesus Christ, your only Son, has cleansed us from all unrighteousness. Through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are justified, made righteous, just as if we had never sinned. Through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are sanctified, made holy, set apart unto God. The blood of the living Lord Jesus Christ cleanses us. Heba Shande. And Nana Moshe, right now, Father, we bind every backlash spirit, and we bind every demon of retaliation, and we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. We say we love you, and we adore you, and we present our lives before you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let the words of our mouths, O God, meditation of our hearts, O God, let it be acceptable in thy sight, for you are our strength, and you are our Redeemer. In the name of Jesus, amen, and we bless you, God. This is your host, Prophet Ruth Davis. Thank you for joining in with us, and continue to always say a prayer in the name of Jesus. And we love you with the love of the Lord. Glory to his name. Amen and bless God. Orarabo shanda. Ikorarabo koshiata. Merebo koshanda. Irarabo koshanda. Continue to give God praise. Continue to bless his name. Once again, this is Prophetess Ruth Davis. Glory to your name, Jesus.